不能够往我们喜欢的地方去。
We cannot strive toward the things that we enjoy.
而是要往神要我们去的地方。
But rather go after the path that Jesus laid before us.
舍去自己的意愿。
And to deny your desires.
慢慢地磨碎我们自己。
And to slowly grind yourself down.
这是主耶稣为我们做的。
And this is what Jesus did for us.
那我们要跟随耶稣的话，我们也要这么做。
And in order to follow Jesus, this is what we must do.
好，那再来呢？这个十字架可以背上，这个十字架可以代表的是背上一些苦啊。
And to carry this cross also means to carry certain burdens.
为了主耶稣而背上的苦。
And to carry the burdens for the sake of Christ.
可能是别人的唾弃。
Perhaps it's resentment of others.
可能是别人的辱骂，甚至别人的殴打。
Or the rebuke from others, where people take advantage of you.
就好像主耶稣被吐唾沫、被殴打、被鞭打、被甚至被受了为我们受了很多的苦。
And just like Jesus had been spit on and been beaten by others and suffered for us.
我们也要为主在肉身背上这个十字架。
And for Jesus, we shall also carry on this cross.
每一个人的十字架可能不一样。
And the cross for each person might be different.
好，有一个故事是这样子的。
And there is a story that goes like this.
有一个弟兄他就背着他的十字架。
And so there's a brother who is carrying his own cross.
这个十字架是每天背哦。
And he was carrying this cross daily.
你不可以每个礼拜背啊。
And you can't not just carry once a week.
那时候我就做安息日的信徒。
And you can just say I will be a member of the Sabbath.
好，这一天我心要清洁。
And I will be pure on this day.
今天就是主的。
And this day belongs to the Lord.
其他的天我都可以照我自己。
And I can do whatever I like in any other day.
这个背十字架天天背啊。
But we need to carry this cross daily.
这个背十字架就是其实只是一个愿意和不愿意背而已。
And to carry the cross is determined by whether you're willing or not willing.
你愿意背你就天天背，多重你也背。
If you're willing, you can carry this daily, no matter how heavy it is.
不愿意背你一点都不愿意背。
And if unwilling, then you just surely you cannot do it.
好，所以有这个故事是这样子，这个弟兄他就天天背他的木头做的十字架。
And so for this brother, he carried his wooden cross daily.
好，他就背在那边走，然后他就看到，那个长老他背的是金的十字架。
And so he's carrying his cross every day and going everywhere. He saw an elder carrying.
在这个信仰的路上了。
On the path of his faith, and he saw an elder who is carrying his cross, which is made of gold.
他看他自己的十字架。
And then he looked back at his own cross.
木头做的。
And his cross is made of wood.
哇，这个金子做的。好像很棒啊，看起来比较棒啊。
And it appears that the cross made of gold is so much better.
他就说长老长老。
And he's called out to the elder.
我跟你换一下好不好？
Is it possible can I change it with you?
长老说好。
And the elder said sure.
所以他就把自己一换了。
And so they exchange their cross.
结果他一背上这个金子做的十字架。
And as soon as he carried it,put on his shoulder this cross made of gold.
他发现哇，这个十字架好重啊。
And he realized the cross is so much heavier.
他走都走不动了。
And he's barely able to walk.
他说啊，长老还你了。
And he says, Elder, I'd like to return it to you.
好，那他就继续背他的木头做的十字架。
And so he continued on to carry his own wooden cross.
然后他走一走，又看到另外一个姐妹。
And soon later, he saw another sister carrying.Her cross.
玫瑰做的十字架。
And her cross made of roses.
啊，这个一定很轻。
And he thought that this must be very light.
姐妹。
He says, dear sister.
我跟你换一下好不好？
Is it possible I could exchange with you?
姐妹说好。
And the sister said yes.
她很高兴哦，换。
And gladly he exchanged the cross.
结果一背上去又后悔了。
And he regretted the moment he put on the cross.
因为有刺，对。
And it's filled with thorns.
好痛啊。
And it's painful.
他忍受不住啊。
And he cannot bear it anymore.
他说，姐妹，你怎么这么痛？你怎么忍受住的？
And he asked to the sister, how can you carry this with so much pain?
我不行啊。
I cannot do this.
还你。
And I have to return it to you.
然后他还是拿起他自己的。
And so he took on his own.
所以说刚刚在路加福音9章23节。
And so in Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，舍己，对不对？然后天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And so Jesus said, if anyone will come after him, he must deny himself and take up the cross daily.
主耶稣为我们每一个人准备了一个十字架。
And Jesus prepared a cross for every one of us.
都是按照为我们量身定做的。
And it's built accordingly, to our liking.
因为主耶稣了解最了解你。
Because Jesus knows you the best.
他知道你哪一方面比较强。
He knows what is your strength.
他也知道你哪一方面比较弱。
He understands your weakness.
他想要为你好。
And he knows what's best for you.
让你在苦难当中得到适当的成长。
And that you could, he will allow you to grow in your sufferings.
那他自己也背了十字架，所以他知道这个十字架苦难当中学会顺服，学会成长。
And he had carried the cross himself. He knows how to learn within his difficulties and sufferings.
所以他要给你。你的十字架。
So we give to you your own cross.
你背的不是主耶稣的十字架。
So you're not carrying the cross of Jesus.
主耶稣的十字架我们绝对背不动啊。
And the cross of Jesus is impossible for us to carry.
但主耶稣没有说你要背我的十字架。
And Jesus never said that you must carry my cross.
这个他觉得很难，他说哇，如果可以的话，这个背离开我，但是不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
And he said that if God's willing, please take away this cup, not according to my will, but rather your will.
主耶稣的十字架比我们更大、更重、更困难、更痛苦。
And Jesus' cross was much heavier and much more painful than our cross.
但是他背了。
But he carried.
他说：“你如果要跟从我
，And he says if you want to follow me,
你要背起你的十字架。
You must carry on your own cross.
我们不要想说去背别人的十字架。
Let's not think about how to carry other people's cross.
不要做比较，不要拿我的十字架跟你的十字架比较。其实我们不明白。
And we do not need to.Compare each other's cross because we don't really understand.
神最明白。
God understands the most.
神给你的十字架就是最适合你的十字架。
And the cross God gets given to you is most suitable for you.
可能是你的家人。
Perhaps it's your family.
就好像我们刚刚所讲的那个弟兄。
Just like the brother we just spoke about.
非洲大男人主义很强啊。
And so, so the people in Africa are, have, male dominance in their thinking.
你说客人去的话都是男主人先吃饭，吃剩下的才是妇女还有小孩吃饭啊。
And so the male owner of the house would eat first, and then the other people can eat.
所以被太太一巴掌打下去，这个是很难受的。
And so for the wife to slap the husband in the face is very difficult to accept.
你说在西方社会有几个人受得了
？And in the Western world, who can accept this?
但是他忍。
He was able to bear this.
这个是主耶稣给我的十字架。
And this is the cross that Jesus has given me.
我爱我的太太。
That I love my wife.
我希望她也能够有一天跟我来认识这位基督。
And so I hope that she one day can also come with me to know this Christ.
我的太太就是我的十字架。
That my wife is my cross.
现在已经好几年了。
So it's been several years.
他太太还没有信主，到今天。
And up till today, her wife, his wife, have not believed.
这个十字架不是有时候你说背一两天就好，他背了好几年呢。
And so to carry the cross, it's not something we do for a few days, but it takes years.
你会发现说这个弟兄不一样。
But you can realize that this brother is different.
因为他每天背起他的十字架。
Because every day he carried his cross.
所以虽然他信几年而已。
Although even though he only believed for a few years.
但是你发现他属灵非常的成熟。
And he is, but rather he's mature in his spirituality.
属灵非常的长大。
And he has grown in his spirituality.
他在圣经的了解，你听他在讲解教义，非常的清楚。
And it's very clear when he speak of the teachings of the Bible.
你在听他讲解耶稣的爱，你会觉得他对耶稣的爱认识的非常的深刻。
And when he speak of the love of Jesus, you will feel that he truly understands.
为什么？
And why?
因为他背起他的十字架。
Because he carried his cross.
每天吃这个苦。
And he have carried the suffering.
所以他每天跟主在进步。
And so he's advancing every day.
每天在前进。
And every day he's advancing.
所以他的侍奉非常的有力。
And so his service is effective.
我们不愿意背十字架的。
Today we're unwilling to carry this cross.
不是主耶稣没有给我们十字架。
It's not that Jesus did not give us a cross.
是我们不背啊。
It's we're not willing to carry.
我以后再背，所以我们发现好信主好久了，但是没有什么进步。
And so we realize that for even though we believe for a long time that we did not advance in spirituality.
所以我们要背十字架来跟随主。
So we must carry the cross to follow Jesus.
好，这个是路加福音哈。
So this is the passage of the Luke.
我们接下来到那个约翰福音。
So we'll continue on to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音我们有讲到了，这个是飞鹰，飞鹰 ，flying eagle.
Oh, so we talk about John as being the book of John as being the flying eagle.
飞鹰代表的是什么呢
？And so what does flying eagle represent?
好，我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记是第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第四节。
Exodus 19 verse 4.
出埃及记十九章第四节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 4.
我们 eagle 前面可不可以加个 flying 飞啊飞鹰啊？不是鹰而已，飞鹰啊。好，十九章第四节。
Chapter 19 verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上。
Verse 4, you yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carry you on eagle wings and brought you to myself.
Amen. 好，在这边，神拯救以色列人这个过程，他用他的大能大力。
And through God's almighty power, he delivered the Israelites.
那这个大能大力他怎么形容呢
？How does he describe his
almighty power? 就好像把他的百姓背在鹰的翅膀上飞过来归他。
He described it as how he had carried the Israelites on the wings of the eagle.
哦，所以这个飞鹰的翅膀还有飞，它代表的就是救恩的力量。
And so this
神的大能。
Flying eagle represents the power and the salvation of God.
哦，所以在约翰福音里面看到的拯救人的是神。
And so in the Gospel of John, that we can see who saves the people is God.
如果主耶稣只是一个很好的人。
If Jesus was just playing a good man,
他没有办法拯救我们。
He was not unable to save us.
他是一个很好的人，没错。
It's true that he was a good man.
但是同时他是神。
But at the same time, he is also God.
因为神才能够拯救我们。
Because only God can deliver us.
这个就是约翰福音。
So that is the book of John.
所在介绍的耶稣。
And that is the introduction of Jesus.
他就是神。
That he is God.
他要借着他的大能大力，好像飞鹰，把他的百姓从埃及罪恶的捆绑当中带出来。
And he's like, through him, he would deliver the Israelites through the flying eagle.
哦，所以我们看约翰福音的第一章。
If we turn to John chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章里面没有讲到耶稣出生。
And John chapter 1 did not describe the birth of Jesus.
哦，不像路加福音说成胎怀孕身孕。身孕重了，然后生出来，然后十二岁，然后三十岁，没有这样子。
It's not like Luke would describe Jesus being conceived and give birth and grew up.
约翰福音一开始讲的，马上就很属灵了。
And so the first thing the book of John describes is something that's very spiritual.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
14节
And verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only, and who came from the Father full grace and truth.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So in the beginning there was the Word, the Word was God, and God, the Word was God.
哇，这个不简单，明白啊。
It's not easy for us to understand.
但是这个就是在讲神。
But this is referring to God.
这是在讲耶稣从哪里来。
And this is talking about where Jesus came from.
好，你如果在路加福音，你看到耶稣从哪里来，他是人生的吗？
And from the perspective of Luke, we can see Jesus came from man.
好，那你如果从马太福音来看，耶稣从哪里来，他是君王的后代。
And from the perspective of Matthew, where did Jesus come from? He may have come from kings.
好，按照神的应许，亚伯拉罕成为大国。他的后裔使万国得福，从亚伯拉罕这个系统下来的。
And so through the promises of Abraham that he came forth his lineage.
哦，那在马可福音看到耶稣就是仆人，就是受苦。
And so we see that he is a servant, he has suffered.
但是在约翰福音里面
，But in the book of John,
主耶稣是神
，And describe that Jesus is God.
他就是太初的那个道。
He is the Word in the beginning.
万物都是借着他造的。
Everything was created through him.
他就是造物的主宰。
He is the creator of the universe.
他来到了世上。
And so he came into this world.
来到了他的人这边。
He came among the people.
好。那世上的人不接待他。
And the people of this world did not accept him.
但是那些接待他的。
For those who accepted him.
信他名的。
And for those who believed in him.
他就要赐他们权柄做神的儿女
and they will give them authority to become the children of God
不是从人意生血气生情欲生乃是从神而生
and they are not born of the flesh and desire but rather they are born of God
就是从水和圣灵生
and they are born of the water and the spirit
所以在约翰福音对这个救恩的真理讲得非常的深入
and so John has a very deep description ofThe message of salvation.
因为在约翰福音里面看耶稣，他是神。
And so from the book of John, we can see that Jesus was described as God.
他要来让人得到生命。
He came for people to receive life.
他要来让人借着他也成为神的儿子。
He came so that people can once again become the children of God through him.
所以在三章里面讲到重生啊。
And so in chapter 3, it talks about rebirth.
三章的三节
Chapter 3 verse 3
约翰福音三章三节
And John chapter 3 verse 3
耶稣回答说我实实在在的告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国
In reply Jesus declared I tell you the truth No one can see the kingdom of God Unless he is born again
这个重生两个字这个如果我们这样的翻译、是把它翻成再一次的意思。
And so, this translation of rebirth is to be born again.
其实这个字在原文里面就是上面的意思。
And in original text, it means to come from above.
那如果是上面，它可以有两种翻译。
And from above, there's two types of interpretations.
如果是以时间来说，上面就是什么？前面嘛，那就是再一次。
And so, according to the time dimension, then,It's from the previous time.
但是如果以空间来说，上面就是上面了。
If you're using the space dimension, then we're talking about above being coming from the top.
所以主耶稣说重生在原文里面，它就是上面，可以用时间来看，或者是用空间来看。
So from the original text, you can interpret it from above or from a space perspective or a time perspective.
那尼哥底母他一听到的，他就是听到时间的再一次嘛，所以他说，怎么再一次跑到母胎再出生啊？
And so Nicodemus, when he heard the message for the first time, he's thinking of the time dimension. That how can someone go back in time to be born again?
那主耶稣就跟他讲，不是再一次，这个再一次。
And so Jesus
不是用时间来看。
And Jesus explained that you cannot be reborn. It's not referring to being born again from time.
这个是从上头生，是用空间从上头生。
But to rather to be born again from above.
那怎么从上头生呢？
And what does it mean to be reborn above?
就是从水和圣灵生。
Which is to be reborn through the spirit and water.
这个就是救恩。
That is the salvation.
从上头生。
Which is to be reborn from above.
所以这个救恩和真理是神借着耶稣带来。
And so the gospel and the salvation is.Given to us through God.
好，所以在约翰福音里面，一个主题就是耶稣就是基督，就是救世主。
And so the theme of John is that Jesus is the Savior.
好，一开始约翰他就承认了，我不是基督，我不是基督。
In the beginning, John has clarified that he is not the Savior.
所以在约翰福音里面一个问题就是谁是基督啊？谁是这个救世主
？And so the ultimate question in the book of John is that who is this Savior?
约翰说我不是。
And John said he's not.
安德烈说，我们遇见弥赛亚了，也就是基督。
And Andrew has said that we have come to face with the Messiah, with Jesus.
那撒玛利亚妇人也说，我是不是遇见弥赛亚了
？And the Samaritan woman also questioned whether she had met, the Messiah.
我们请看约翰福音的第四章
，John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章的二十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 25.
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。二十六节。
26.
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。主耶稣很明白告诉他，就是啦，就是我，就是弥赛亚耶稣基督啦。
So Jesus confirmed to her here that I am the Messiah.
所以说这个妇女就赶快进去跟城里撒玛利亚人来见证。
And so she went to the town and testified to the other Samaritans.
39节。
Verse 39.
所以39节这边说，那城有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那个女人做的见证。
So many Samaritans from the town believed in him because the woman's testimony.
所以他们就求主耶稣说，来来，请跟我们住在一起啊。
And so they asked Jesus to come and dwell with them.
再跟我们讲讲这个福音，讲讲这个道理。
And to speak of the teachings and the words.
那四十一节，因为耶稣的话，信的人更多了。
And because of his words, many more become believers.
四十二节。
42.
便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
And so now they said to him that we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves and we know this many is the savior of the world.
所以在约翰福音里面很多这样子的见证，听然后信。
And so there are many testimonies of people who heard and believed.
约翰说我不是。
And Jesus said John said he's not the savior.
然后他说看啊，神的羔羊。
He says here is the lamb of God.
就安德烈跟约翰就去跟随耶稣了。
And so Andrew and John went to follow Jesus.
然后他们说，哎，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said we have saw the Messiah.
撒玛利亚妇人，主耶稣他说，哎，弥赛亚来会告诉我们，主耶稣说我就是。
And so for the Samaritan woman, and Jesus said I am the Messiah.
他去赶快回去跟撒玛利亚城的人做见证。
And so she went back to testify to the people of Samaria.
遇见弥赛亚啦。
They saw, that she saw
遇见救世主啦。
She saw the Savior.
你们赶快来。
That you should all come.
他们来见了耶稣。
They all come and saw Jesus.
他们来听了耶稣的话。
And they have all come and heard the word of Jesus.
然后说我们信了。
And they have said they believe.
不只是因为你做的见证，你做的见证是刚开始。
And not because of her testimony, and that's just the beginning.
是因为我们真的听见这位主耶稣所传的真理。
But rather they heard the truth that was preached by Jesus.
认出他就是那个基督，是救世主啊。
And come to know that Jesus is the true Savior.
我们再翻开到约翰福音的第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章啊。
John chapter 7.
七章的三十一节。
John chapter 7 verse 31.
众人中间有好些信他的，说基督来的时候他所行的神迹能比这人所行的更多吗？所以说耶稣借着他所行的神迹让人家认为说，啊，这个就是基督。
So Jesus also performed miracles that allowed people to know he is the Christ.
从耶稣所讲的话和耶稣所行的神迹让人从心里面相信说这位就是救世主。
And through his words and his miraculous signs that people come to recognize him being the Savior.
那这个也是约翰他写作的目的。
And that is the purpose of John penning the book.
我们看二十章啊。
Let's turn to chapter 20.
二十章的三十一节。
Chapter 20 verse 31.
二十章三十一节。
Chapter 20 verse 31.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have a life in His name.
所以在约翰福音里面的重点，我们怎么看，就是要认识说耶稣就是基督，就是救世主。
And so the key point of John is for us to understand Jesus is the Christ and the Savior.
就是神，他才能够救人。
That He is God who is able to save man.
所以在约翰福音里面有一些的他的记载，他所找出来的事迹都是要引导人慢慢的来相信神。
So the recording of John is to lead people to believe in God.
好像约翰福音第九章。
Just like what was recorded in chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章，这是一个很长的一个篇幅，在记载着一个生来瞎眼的人得到看见。
And so chapter 9 has a long recording of a man who was born blind who was able to see again.
生来瞎眼很可怜啊。
And to be born blind is very pitiful.
但主耶稣碰到他了。
And but Jesus came to see him.
吐唾沫在地上。
He spit on the ground.
用唾沫和泥。
And he mixed it with the mud.
用在他的眼睛上。
And put it on his eyes.
这个瞎眼的人，他很谦卑啊。
And this blind man was quite humble.
主耶稣说去洗。
And so Jesus said to go baptize.
他就去洗啊。
He went baptized.
他没有说哎呀这么脏啊。
And to wash away, and he went wash away. He didn't say that's too dirty.
去洗，他就去洗了。
And Jesus told him to wash, and he washed.
他去洗就看见了。
After he washed away, he was able to see.
所以人家就问他。
And others asked him.
第十节哈，你的眼睛怎么开的
？And so people ask him, how did you open your eyes?
或者他想，他马上就回答，他说有一个人叫做耶稣。
And so he replied that there's a man named Jesus.
啊，所以他现在他一开始人家问他第一次的时候，他说有一个人呐，他叫做耶稣。
And so the first time people asked him, he said there's a man named Jesus.
好，然后法利赛人就要问他了。
And so the Pharisees came to question him.
啊。那就问这个瞎子说：“他既然开了你的眼睛，十七节哈，你说他是怎么样的人
？”So he said they asked him if he was able to open your eyes. What kind of person is he?
好，然后他经过了一些思考。
And after some thinking,
本来想说哦，一个叫做耶稣的人。
First he said, at first he was saying that there's a man named Jesus.
第二次的时候
，And the second time,
他说是个先知。
The second time, he referred to Jesus as being a prophet.
就是从神来的。
A prophet from God.
那他们就说了，那些那个法利赛人就说，哎，这个耶稣他在安息日做事是个罪人。
And the Pharisees started to say that Jesus working on Sunday is being a sinner.
Saturday
is being a sinner.
二十五节哈。
Verse 25.
他说他是个罪人，不是我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我眼睛瞎的，现在看见了。
He says whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know, but I know what I know is that I'm blind now. I can see.
所以他说他很确定说这个耶稣一定是从神来的。
And he's sure that this person Jesus must come from God.
一定是遵神旨意的，神才会听他，能够显出这样子的大能出来。
And he has to work according to God's will that he was able to carry out this miracle.
所以三十三节他说，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
If this man did not come from God, then he's not able to achieve anything.
所以他在这个过程，你可以看到他成长，对主耶稣越来越认识的过程。
And through this passage, you can see that he's growing to know Jesus deeper and deeper.
本来是一个人
first,
普通人呢
first,
叫做耶稣的人
he recognized him as being a man.
然后他越想，这个是一个先知啊。
And later he realized that he must be a prophet.
从神来的先知啊。
A prophet from God.
一定是从神来的。
He must come from God.
然后三十五节。
And then in verse 35.
他被赶出去了。
He was being driven out.
那听后来三十五节，耶稣听说他们把他赶出去。后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
And so after Jesus heard that he was being driven out, and he went to ask him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
这个中文说遇见了。
And the Chinese says he met him.
遇见好像是你在走路，结果你不是那个眼睛之前瞎的，这样是遇见了。这个其实他不是遇见你。如果是英文的话，你会看到说耶稣特别去找到这个人。
And so in the Chinese translation, it says that Jesus met him as if.He met him random, by random, but in the English text, it says Jesus found him.
这样也是遇见没错了，但是就是他少了那个意思，就是说，其实主耶稣他特别去找这个人，要教导他。
So the original meaning was that Jesus purposely went out to find him.
不是不小心遇见的。
It's not just the meeting him randomly.
有很多人。
And so there are many people.
主耶稣可以去告诉每一个人说，我是基督，我是基督，我是，但是主耶稣没有这样做。
He did not go out to tell everyone that he is the Christ.
他特别来找这个人。
But he went out to find this blind man.
因为这个人在成长。
Because this man is growing.
这个人他谦卑。
This man was able to.
这个人愿意学习。
He's willing to learn.
一个谦卑的人。
And for someone who is humble,
神就要来就近他。
He will draw close to him.
要来教导他。
He will come to.
一个骄傲的人。
For someone who is proud.
神就离他远远的。
God would stay away from him.
这个人他谦卑。
This person he was humble.
耶稣来找他。
So Jesus went to find him.
你信神的儿子吗？
That do you believe in the Son of Man?
他说主啊，谁是神的儿子叫我信呢？
And so he asked, who is that I might believe?
耶稣说，你已经看见他，看你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
And Jesus said to him, you have seen him. In fact, you are speaking to him.
你已经看见他。
You already saw him.
这个瞎子哈，他从小到大很多事情没有看见呢。
And so for this blind man, there are many things he have missed, since he was young.
他从出生眼睛就看不见了。
Because he was blind, from birth.
很多东西没看见。
There are many things he was not able to see.
很可怜呢。
And so it's very pitiful.
但是当他看见的时候
，But when he was able to see,
他看见什么？
What did he see?
他看见耶稣。
He saw Jesus.
所以我们常常觉得他很可怜，其实他很有福气啊。
And so even though we might feel that he's pitiful, but he's quite blessed.
世界上很多人看了好多东西。
And there are people in this world who have seen many different things.
但是就不看耶稣啊。
But they refuse to look at Jesus.
那今天我们看到耶稣了。
So today we have seen Jesus.
你还会一直想要去看其他的东西吗？
Are you still thinking to look at other things?
你有没有觉得主耶稣比较好看？
And do you feel that Jesus is better to look at?
都给你看到耶稣了。
And so we're able to see Jesus.
好了，我们看回来这边。
So let's come back.
主耶稣说，你已经看见他。
And so Jesus said that you have already saw him.
这是给他的一个恩典。
And this is a blessing for him.
38节。
Verse 38.
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
And the man said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
他就拜耶稣了。
And he worshipped him.
他认识啊，这个是神的儿子，就是从神来的。
He knew that that was the Son of God who came from God.
他就是神。
He is God.
所以拜他。
And so he worshipped him.
好，不能拜人呢。
And we should not worship men.
对不对？有时候神的仆人不是神啊。
And the servant of God is not really God.
保罗西拉出去传福音呢。
When Paul and Silas went to preach,
行神迹啊。
And to perform miracles,
人家要拜他。
And people wanted to worship them.
他马上说，不行啊，你怎么可以拜我？你要拜神。
And they refused that you cannot worship us, but you have to worship God.
但是耶稣这边他就是神。
But here Jesus is God.
所以他值得被拜，他也应该要被敬拜。
And so he is worthy to be worshipped.
所以在约翰福音里面。对神的救恩讲的就凸显出来。
And so in Book of John, he has,
把主耶稣就是救世主，就是神这个道理这一面讲得非常的清楚明白。
So we amplify the teaching of that Jesus is God.
那把这个真理和救恩的规模，借着水和圣灵重生成为神的儿子写出来。
And amplify the message of that to be reborn through the water and the spirit.
好，借着主耶稣这个唯一的道路，能够回到天父那里去。
And through the one and only way, which is Christ, to return back to God.
哦，昨天我们讲了这个道就是什么？就是他的身体，就是教会。
And the word is, Jesus is the body of Jesus and is the church.
哦，水和圣灵指的就是洗礼和得到圣灵。
And the water and the spirit means the baptism, which is the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以约翰福音里面讲到信主耶稣的名，就是信这个福音的大能。
And so the Book of John says to believe in the name of Jesus, to believe in the salvation.
所以我们今天看约翰福音的人
，And so for those who are reading the Gospel of John,
明白耶稣是真神的人
，For those who understand Jesus is the true God,
我们要领受这个救恩
，We must partake this salvation.
我们在这边。我们都已经受洗又有得圣灵了。
And so for many of us who have believed and been baptized.
但是这个是第一个部分。
And that is only one part.
神的力量是大能啊。
And God has a great power.
他要救我们到底。
And he will deliver us.
今天这个力量要在我们的生命当中继续的发挥出来。
And he will amplify his power throughout life daily.
我们要做神的儿子。
We have to become His children.
顺服圣灵来过生活。
And to live our life by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在世上的时候是世上的光。
And when Jesus is in this world, He is the light of the world.
他说你们也要做世上的光。
And He told us we also must become the light of the world.
为我们怎么做世上的光？
And how do we become the light of
the world? 借着神灵的大能。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit.
改变我们的心怀意念。
And to transform our thoughts.
所以我们今天不要再做自己的事情了。
And so let's stop doing things that we want to do.
要真正的让神的大能在我们的生命当中发挥出来。
And to live out the power of God in our life.
成为神的儿子。
And to become His children.
这样子才是合乎圣经里面的教导。
And then that is according to the teaching of the Bible.
所以我们马太、马可。路加、约翰，我们有简单的做了一些分享。
And so we have had some sharings from Matthew to Mark to Luke and John.
主耶稣从四个角度来看。
And looked at Jesus from four different perspectives.
但是同一个耶稣。
And which is looking at the same Jesus.
好，所以我们今天要学习，要效法。
And so today there's one something we need to imitate.
不是让你选一个。
And not something for us to pick from.
我们每一面也都要具备。
We have to be prepared to have every aspect.
主耶稣已经给我们看了。
And Jesus has shown himself to us.
已经记下来了。
And he's thing.
我们要认真的去学习。
And his teaching has been recorded that we must learn.
认真的去查考。
And to fervently
study. 这个不是一天两天的事情。
This is not cannot be done in one or two days.
我们不要只有在灵恩会才来认真的学习。
And we should not only come to study during the spiritual convocation.
我们不要只有每一个礼拜才一次的安息日到教会聚会。
And let's not only have one Sabbath and study the Bible on Saturday.
我们要天天的学习查考圣经。
And we have to study the Bible daily.
昼夜思考神的话。
And day and night, we should think about the words of God.
让神的真理继续在我们心里动工。
And may the words of God continue to work in our hearts daily.
每天花时间在圣灵里面祷告。
And so we can, and then spend time to pray in spirit daily.
让神的力量在我们心里动工。
And may His power work inside us.
让我们越来越像基督。
That we could become more and more like Christ.
成为世上的光。
To become the light of this world.
一起同心过下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.